we're going to do tonight is to explore prior lives. We can do this quite readily as a group by a little game. We've invited Vanna White in the past to come forward. She has her Wheel of Fortune. And on that Wheel of Fortune are a whole series of numbers, but they're all random and scattered, but they go up to a very large number, and they start at 1. And we're going to ask Vanna to, before she does, we're going to ask her to spin it, but we're going to be determining how many lifetimes ago is a key issue you're dealing with. So let's identify, first of all, some issue in your life that seems to be a chronic issue that you can't necessarily identify, or maybe you can, where it started in this life, but it may or may not have a prior life connection. So the first thing we'll do is, she's got a second wheel here with a yes and a no on it, or let's change the sign to a current life or prior life, okay? So we're going to have her spin that one first, and we're going to say the issue that you are now focusing on, and if you haven't, go find an issue you'd like to deal with, some gnawing issue, a pain, a disturbance, an unsuccessful habit, whatever it would be, find that item. Now, we're going to ask the wheel if it is a current or a past life situation. So, Vanna, give it a spin. Tick, 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 tick. Does it land on current or past? Now, if it's current or past, the next spin of her big wheel is going to determine either, if it's current, the age you were when this happened, or how many lifetimes ago it happened if it was a prior life. So whichever is your case, when the number comes up, that'll represent the age in this life or the lifetimes ago it happened. So let's give it a spin here. Here we go, Vanna. Tick, 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 tick. And what number did it fall upon? If you're not seeing the number yet, make one up. The first number that comes to mind is the right number. Okay, now we all have a number of the age it happened or the number of lifetimes ago this event occurred. So go to that age if it's in the current life and ask yourself, what was going on in my life at that time? Who were the key players? What was the situation that provoked this certain condition I'm now expressing? And just focus on that a while. For the past lifers, we're going to do a couple more things here. If it was a past life issue for you, then go to the number of lifetimes ago that it happened. Let's just say it was 5, for example. It'd be 5 lifetimes ago, or 18, or whatever number came to mind. At that point in time, you may not recall, or you might, the details of who you were, what was going on, but we're going to allow your subconscious to speak for you. We're going to ask Vanna once again to spin her wheel. This time, she is going to spin another wheel that has male or female on it. Those are the only two choices. So we're going to find out which gender you were. So Vanna, tick, 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 tick. Male or female? Okay, now we're going to ask, how old were you at that time in that prior life? And again, the numbers are all scattered in random. She's going back to her big wheel. Here we go again. Tick, 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 tick. What number came up? So now you know the age you were in the prior life, in the sex you were. Now let's find out who the key person was that was the assertive aggressor in this case. And that usually is going to be mother, father, maybe a sibling, some significant person. But if it's not mother or father, we'll call it other. So let's go ahead, Vanna. We've got 3 choices on the wheel. Spin it again. Tick, 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 tick. Mother, father, or other? came. In most cases, it'll be mother or father. If you have another, then let's find out who that was, or maybe you intuit it. It's not necessary we know. We just create another person there, a significant figure. Maybe it was an uncle or a relative at the time. We'll plop them into that role. So now we have our scene, and you folks in the current life are dealing with the current life issue. At a certain age, you've probably figured out by now who was involved in that, mother, father, or significant other person. And now it gets to be the same game, because at this point, you're both tuning into that time frame, and you're starting to feel what it felt like to be that person in that sex at that age with that person as your aggressor. And now it comes down to the same thing. What did you feel? Single words that describe your feelings. Maybe there was some fear, some anger, some bitterness, some resentment, some guilt. Has come up rage, helplessness, fear, some of those we've dealt with, rejection, abandonment, unworthiness, unforgiveness, hatefulness, confusion, rage. Okay, find the dominant feelings. Come, bring it down to three dominant feelings that you felt from that experience. Three feelings. And what are they? Just say them out loud. You're muted. And notice your body. Notice your body as you start to process. Perhaps flashes of memory are coming back to the scene. If you can see the room, the sights, the sounds, the smell, the taste. Notice your body. Is it starting, your throat drying up? Is you getting some pulsations in your head or in your chest or in your belly? Where are you feeling it? Maybe in your back or neck. And as you get closer and closer to the scene, it gets getting a little scarier, more uncomfortable. And I want you now to step down into that young body at the age you were. Just shrink your body down to that size. And put your head in that head, put your torso in that torso, the arms and legs in that body. And suddenly, the world is a lot scarier, isn't it? You feel very vulnerable as this event is unfolding, and you're seeing it or feeling it for sure, what's going on. And again, notice the feelings now. Maybe some new feelings are coming up. Some shame or horror, fear, rage, bitterness, whatever it is, just stay focused and pay attention. What are the top three feelings? Say them aloud, and as you do, notice your body. Where are you feeling those? Be with them, feel them. Let every cell in your body cry out as it awakens from that old memory. Again, what are those hurtful feelings? Say them aloud. Be with them, feel them. Allow them to be. Finally, someone is listening and caring. One more time. What are those hurtful feelings? Be with them. Feel them. Allow them to be. Let them manifest and cry out from every cell in your body, in your auric fields. Take a deep breath. Inhale. Let it fill your body. Expel through tight lips. And just focus on that event and those hurtful feelings in your body. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm peaceful, calm, safe, in control, deeply loved. What's your healing color? Inhale that through your nose now. Inhale it deeply into your whole body, auric fields. Let it permeate and swirl around, feeling especially those areas of high stress, bringing that new vibration of healing all the way down to your toes and expel now through tight lips. And just take a moment and notice what you notice. And if there's any residual feelings that are a bit painful yet, just notice what they are and acknowledge them. There may be sadness or grief, something along that line. If there are there, just be with them and feel them. Allow them to be. Just let them be. Bring them forward. Acknowledge them. Thank you. Bring them forward, that those feelings, be with them, feel them, allow them to be. Once again, let them come forward now and share themselves with you fully and completely. Be with them, feel them, let them be. Deep breath. Expel. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm peaceful, calm, relaxed, in control. And safe. Deep breath with your healing color. Let it out slowly through tight lips. There, that feels better. Just take a moment and enjoy that moment of peace. And then ask yourself, what are the three feelings that I wanted to feel at that time in my life? And see your younger you up on that puffy cloud in the upper right area. With your eyes closed, you see yourself sitting there smiling back. Make a connection to yourself, eye to eye, heart to heart, like a laser beam connecting your two hearts in beautiful love and compassion. And what three words describe how you wanted to feel at that very moment? Maybe it was safe or loved or peaceful, appreciated, respected, acknowledged, those types of things. Happy, joyful, having fun. Come up with three. Look deeply into the eyes of that younger you and deep down into their heart. See that beautiful heart pulsing. And then I'll suggest three words and you add your own that you've come up with. I am loved. I'm appreciated. I am respected. Add your own. I am loved. I'm appreciated. I am respected. I'm appreciated, I'm loved, I am deeply respected. Take a deep breath, inhale, both of you. Bring it into your body, feel it, let it out slowly. And then float your younger you down on the cloud. Closer and closer and closer and right up to your heart. Give that younger you a big hug. What do you need to say to your younger self? And what does your younger self say to you? God being ever present has a message for each of you. What is that? And your response? I want you to inhale a huge gasp of your healing light, whatever color you've chosen, and bring it into your body and infuse that God energy, that younger energy, that new awakened energy within yourself. Infuse it into one new beautiful vibration. Let it flood through your life, touching every cell, raising its vibration, tingling your body everywhere. Let it out through tight lips. Now as you review that scene, that memory, it looks quite different. There may be some folks there that you had seen as the villain. Bring them forward one at a time here, and let's go to the first, and want you to look deeply into their heart and see the hurt and the pain and the suffering they had from their lives. So now we understand why they did what they did. And that came from their parents and the ones before them on both sides of the family. It was passed down for eons of generations. Line them all up behind you. And we're going to send healing light and love and deep compassion to them all, starting with that open heart right in front of you. And it'll permeate backwards generationally like a wave. Here we are. 1, 2, 3. And now, are you able to forgive this person? Do that now. Let's go to the others, if there were others, and put them all together, line them up one next to each other in a group, and again, we'll peer one by one at each of their hurting hearts. If there are any others, and we're going to do the same. We're going to line up behind them, all their ancestry behind them, behind them, behind them, where this pain perpetuated. And we're going to send healing light and love with compassion to every one of these all at once. So take a deep breath of your healing light and just blow it out right now. And see it rippling back wave after wave, touching perhaps millions of lives. Whoa. Okay. And again, open your heart and open theirs. Are you able not to forgive? Do that now. And go to yourself for carrying this pain for so many generations or so many years, so many lifetimes or so many years. And can you forgive yourself for holding that pain for this so long a period? Of course. Let's release that now. And after the pain is gone, the dust has settled, the healing has happened, there's a golden nugget left behind. I see actually a golden egg this time. Let's reach in and pluck that golden egg and take it in our hand and hold it over our hearts. And listen to that egg. It has a message for you of equal or greater value than the pain you just experienced. What is that golden message? Could be a word, a short phrase. It'll be simple but profound and just right for you. Perhaps I'm loved, or I am loved, or I'm respected. Can be those types of things. It can be any type of message, so just listen. There might be more than one. I just heard somebody say, I'm one with God. Indeed, you are. We all are. So, holding your golden nugget to your golden egg, to your heart. Inhale that beautiful healing color light into your body and infuse that message right through your heart into every cell in your body. So it raises that vibration and brings that message to every cell in your auric field and your inner body. And then expel through tight lips. And one more inhale. This time turn your head to the right and to the upper area. And expel that beautiful healing light into what you're now creating as your new future. And see it touching and infusing from the inside out every aspect of your life, bringing that beautiful new you into everything that happens. See problems dissolving, futures brightening, the ease of way things are dissolving. You're actually going to create the future that you wanted to walk into. Make it a good one, a healthy one, a powerful one, a strong one, one of your own creating, and just feel what that feels like. to create your own future. And reach in and grab a handful of that. Bring it back to your heart. And inhale your light once again into your own heart. Bring that future into now, the moment of now, right now. And just feel how that feels. Wow, I have it now. There only is now. My now has become the future. And be at peace with that. Be in love with that. This is you. Who you have chosen.